All right. Got the fly.
What's up, guys? This is Ben.
And this is Joe.
And we are the Titans of I Don't Know. Today we got a very, very special guest, Borsan. Don't even know where you're living right now, but I know you're somewhere in Jersey. And we just realized that we haven't talked to you in a while. So the episode is just about reconnecting with people that matter in our life or used to matter in our life or should still matter in our life. And, you know, when I saw you today, it just made me happy, dude. Like, we've had some tragedy in our mutual lives over the past couple of days. And it sucks that this is the type of stuff that has to happen for people to get back together. But then when you get back together, you learn to appreciate the shit that's happened in the past.
So I'm going to point something out about the three of us, okay? So the last time the three of us hung out together, we were all single, without any children. And now here we are talking. All of us have kids. We're all married. It's crazy how, like, you know, when you look back on it, you go, my God, there was such a huge, you know, the time difference doesn't seem like a lot, but the amount of things that have changed in that time is pretty amazing. If you look at back of like where our lives were then to where it is now, it's vastly different for all of us.
I was living in an Oldsmobile. You were living in my Oldsmobile. And San was living in a really nice house driving a Maxima.
Oh, yeah, the Maxima, man. What are you driving now?
Yeah, but at one point I was living in the Maxima too at one point.
What are you driving now? Because that looks much bigger than your normal car.
It's a Toyota Highlander.
A Highlander? Oh, Highlander. Snap.
There can be only one.
Got that right.
I think, Joe, you still drive an Oldsmobile or a Buick or something, right?
I have a Buick, yeah. I drive a Buick.
Yeah. I drive a Mini, son.
I like vans. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not a van. A Mini.
A Mini.
A Mini Cooper.
Oh, a Mini Cooper. Ah, my bad.
You should see him zipping through the traffic.
Because earlier today you were driving in a minivan.
Yeah, that's the family car.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know you were driving a Cooper.
Yeah, no, I have a 2-door Mini Cooper. All tinted out and everything like that. That's what I drive. Like,
and he's got Wu-Tang blasting when he goes to work.
There is nothing wrong with Wu-Tang.
I didn't say there was.
Quit playing. You need to watch that Wu-Tang and American Saga on Hulu. That shit is awesome.
What are you talking about? You know they were my neighbors, right?
Not all of them.
No, some of them.
I think only like two of them lived in the projects that you grew up in.
Yeah, but the thing was, I remember watching a video, like a music video came on. Do you remember the TV station, The Box?
Mm-hmm.
You can order music videos. So I remember I'm sitting there, I was just watching, waiting for stuff to come on, and people would order Wu-Tang. I'm like, what is that? What is this Wu-Tang thing? And I remember hearing it around the neighborhood, like people are like, Wu-Tang, right? And then the video comes on, and I'm like, I know that dude. Oh, look at that. I know these guys.
Well, see, it's funny that, I mean, not Wu-Tang in particular, but that's the one thing that got us all together was music.
That's true.
You and I met in high school. Then I started playing bass. I think it was Miguel's brother's bass that was just left. No, before that, we were just at Mark's house. Yeah, we were just at Mark's house jamming. And I was using Miguel's brother's bass, and I still have that Crate amp in my bedroom.
You still have that amp?
I still have the Crate amp that we did the Polly Pissy Pants show or the Daffy Fucking Duck show at the Saint. I still have that amp.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
And
we should probably tell the viewers about that.
And then you were in Chaotic Neutral, and Borsan was the manager of Chaotic Neutral.
That's right.
Which, by the way, I need to know, and I'm sure all the viewers need to know, do you still have very loud shirts on?
What do you mean very loud shirt?
Very loud. Like, Borsan's walking into the room because you got flames going down your ass on, like, the button-ups. You remember those? You used to have the sumo bun and the button-ups, like the really big, like, flaming shirts and stuff like that. Like, you were...
They're all packed away.
Oh, but you still own them.
I don't know. They're packed away. That's all I know.
Somewhere. His wife took them and burned them.
Probably. They're like the anime ones.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a different one, and then you always had a pack of cloves. You had a pack of cloves and loud shirts.
Yeah. Those packs of cloves. I stopped smoking a long time ago, too.
Oh, yeah. I quit like 10 years ago, 11 years ago, something like that.
Yeah. Saved a lot of money doing that, too.
I didn't quit. I just stopped.
Whatever. Peace is all, man.
Yeah.
Today, I swear, today was the first time someone asked me for a cigarette in like 15 years. Like, someone came up to me and was like, hey, you got a cigarette? And I was like, no. I'm like, wow, I haven't heard that in years.
That's hilarious.
What about the other stuff? The green stuff?
No. That's all gone. That's all history, man.
After it's legal now? Really?
No, I won't. I won't touch any drugs. Nothing.
How about you, Ben?
I plead the fifth. I work for the government.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm just saying, I plead the fifth too, Ben. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, in my job, I'm a U.S. Customs agent as part of my job. Mm. So I get randomly drug tested frequently.
I actually work with I volunteer.
You're probably going to have to get one on Monday.
Hey, that's fine. I'm off for the next 10 days. Well, I'm going to Jersey, so I'm off. So I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I
– you have any family still here?
Yeah. Yeah. I still have a couple cousins that still live there. My mom's in Florida. But
what about you, Joe? Where are you staying at?
I still live in New Jersey.
All right. That's what I thought.
You know I'm not in New Jersey, though, right?
No, I just found out this morning you're in New Jersey. I knew you lived off somewhere else, but I never knew where exactly.
I'm in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
I live 5 minutes from New York City.
So you're like in Jersey City?
Yeah, something like that.
Garfield, isn't it?
No, not Garfield.
Oh.
We're not going to narrow it down any further.
Well, it would be so much cooler if you lived in Garfield. Because that cat was awesome.
I live very close to Garfield. I could walk to Garfield if I wanted to.
Okay, so you live in Garfield.
When was the last time you guys hung out with Andy and Mark?
The last time I hung out with Mark, he came up to Maine and met me in Maine for my dad's 60th birthday. And he brought his kayak up, and we spent a week up in Poland Spring for my dad's birthday. The last time I saw Andy, Bear's funeral.
That's right. I remember that too.
Bear's funeral was the last time I saw Andy.
I hung out with Andy. He actually came up here a couple times. We hung out and
Garfield.
Garfield. And friends. he can't. So he had come up here a couple of times. That was like maybe like 5 years ago, 4 years ago. But we would Skype sometimes here and there, and then eventually Zoom.
Yeah, randomly at 2 o'clock in the morning when both were naked.
Yeah, we did like Zoom like just a few months ago. We had like a Zoom thing before this whole thing started with him. I mean, obviously this has been going on with him for a long time, but it was undiagnosed. But
the severity, son, of everything that happened didn't start until June. Mm. I got a text message that he was in Riverview and they didn't know what was wrong. Then he was in Riverview and he went to Columbia in New York City and then he went home. So the entire process up until day before yesterday was pretty much the middle of June till now. He's been in the hospital.
Yeah, man. Anybody else visit him?
Mike
Reed?
I wish
I knew. I would have visited him.
Yeah. I know a couple of people visited him.
Mike and Matt Reed visited him at the house and the hospital. And then I think a couple other people, like maybe Anthony Sepulveda, Tommy Dundon, went and saw him a couple times. But not as many as I expected. And I was actually supposed to go out there on Sunday.
It's happening.
And see him. Other people might be joining the chat, just so you know.
That's cool. I got to actually head in and see my daughter. But
well, you should see who's connecting to audio right now. Can you read it?
No, I don't see anything.
Oh, you will.
He's on a cell phone, so he's not going to see all that stuff.
Oh, is he?
The gal. Why isn't that on?
He hasn't hit the camera yet.
By the way, just to point this out, Chaotic Neutral actually had two people named Miguel in the band.
There he is.
And no one ever knew that.
We knew that. Me.
Yeah. He's
we can't hear you. Do you see him?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe you should turn around.
You're going to have to do something with the mic. Do you have a blue? I think he has a Bluetooth on, and it's I'm serious. He's got something connected to it that's cutting off the sound to the microphone. There we go.
There he is.
I can hear somebody.
What's up, dude?
There you are.
What's happening?
What's up, guys?
Not much, man. We're just getting the band back together.
Holy shit.
Proverbial band back together. You're on with me and Joe and Borsan.
Where's everybody else?
They're joining one by one, slowly but surely.
Wow.
All right.
What concert are you at?
My wife took me to Maroon 5.
Hey, I heard they put on a good show, man.
It sounds good so far. I'm just waiting to leave.
They sound good. Can we go?
Okay, there's too many lights. There we go. Can you see me now?
Yeah, we can see you, dude.
He's just waiting to leave.
There you go. Am I not there again?
Yeah, no, you're good. All so right. We're actually just talking about you, and I told them about the conversation you and I had this morning about how it's fucked up that we don't get together unless tragedy strikes.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I kind of talked to Joe a little bit, and he sent me some audio clip of some shit we did, and I was like, we should get together, and I don't know, we're busy.
Yeah, everyone's living their life.
The last time we were all in a room together, we were single. Well, no, you weren't single, but the three of us were single. We didn't have kids, and you know, we were living in our cars. And now we're all family people. We have multiple kids, like careers, so to speak, houses, mortgages. It's nuts how it happens, man.
Absolutely, dude. Fuck mortgage though. Right now, and I still live in Ocean Township. Not gonna happen there.
No, you're just renting then.
I just paid off one of mine, dude. I still have four mortgages I got to pay off.
You said one of yours. You're an asshole. How many fucking houses you got?
Six.
Okay, good for you.
Real estate in Cincinnati is not bad, man.
Way to flex on everybody.
No, I'm not flexing. The last house I bought was 10 grand. There's no flex there.
That's not bad, actually.
There's really no flex. It needs 20 grand to work, and I paid 10 grand for it. That's not flexing. That's putting myself deeper in the hole, hoping I can get out.
All right. Hey, fellas, listen. My wife and her friends are ready to leave. I'm going to connect with you later. Is that cool?
Yeah, man. It's good to see you, brother.
Yeah, good to see you.
You too, man. Everybody take it easy, and I will I'll contact Ben in a little bit, see where you guys at.
All right, cool.
See ya.
Wow, that was awesome, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Like, he just texts me. He's like, I'm at a concert.
Help.
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 Adam Levine's looking at me more than my wife.
Right?
That's hilarious.
Stick
it to him. That's hilarious. So... I was trying to think. My daughter asked me earlier when I met Andy. And the only memory that comes to mind is going to Mark's house to hang out. And he was in that back room with the Chicago Bulls blanket wrapped around him, still in his pajamas at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that must have been the Saturday.
That's the first time I can remember meeting him. And he was crazy quiet, and Mark's dad was on the computer behind him in that back room there. And I just remember saying, "Hey, what's up?" He's like, he didn't even look away from the computer. He's just like, "Hey," like, it's funny how like so dismissive and shy and just like, "I don't really care who you are," to like legitimately one of my best friends.
Yeah.
When I was younger. But I mean, a lot of it has to do with the fact that I was so close to Mark and I was always there. But I don't know. Do you remember the first time you met him, Son? Was it because of Mark as well?
Yeah, I was at Mark's house. I was definitely at Mark's house at the time because you guys were rehearsing. And then when you rehearsed at Mark's house, that's when I remember hanging out with you guys then. Because you had that drum set and everything ready in that one back room where...
right off the living room.
Yeah.
The
dining room.
He had that Tama. Well, that's not the dining room anymore. What they did is they closed off that wall and they extended that back bedroom. So now Mark's bedroom goes from that back room all the way to the kitchen wall.
Wow. That's
crazy. That's all Mark's room. He has a full-size marimba in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Living the life.
Something. How about you, Joe? When was the first time you met Andy?
I was actually at Mark's house. Haha. Right. We were jamming. It was just me and him just playing. This is like the beginning of Chaotic Neutral. And he comes walking in and he's just like, "Hey," and walks right by. Right. I'm like, "Who is that?" He goes, "Oh, that's my brother." I'm like, "Oh, does he play?" And he goes, "No, he likes rap music." I'm like, "Really?" So it was funny because like it was like a couple of days later, we're over there and we're sitting there, and I'm like, and Mark always told me how much he hates Nirvana. He doesn't like Nirvana. And I pick up a Nirvana CD. I go, "Dude, I thought you didn't like Nirvana." He goes, "That's not mine. That's my brother's." I was like, "I thought he liked rap." He goes, "Yeah, he likes that too." I'm like, "Oh, I gotta talk to this guy." So I started talking to Andy, and then we were friends from that moment on. We started talking about Nirvana. We loved this band, and you know, and we just got along. Turned out he loved baseball. I'm a big baseball fan. We got to go play baseball together. So we started going out playing ball.
I mean, in his defense, he wasn't really a fan of good baseball.
He was a Cubs fan. So I'm glad he got to see the Cubs win a World Series because not a lot of people can say that.
And only Back to the Future predicted it.
That's right. They were off by 1 year, but yeah, they got it.
Oh, my daughter's coming out.
Uh-oh.
My little one.
Uh-oh.
Eleanor, come here. Come say hi to my friend.
That's an awesome name.
Come on.
That's a really awesome name, Eleanor.
How old is she?
Two and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where are you living?
Hi. He lives on Earth.
No. Well, last time I saw him, you're still in Eatontown?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to be in Ocean.
Yeah. No, the last time I saw you, you were living at a house in Eatontown. It was like a white house over near Monmouth Mall. It's like you go past Monmouth Mall towards the parkway, and you're on the left side.
Yeah, same house.
Same house. I could probably find it now that I know that you have a Toyota 4Runner or what was it?
Highlander,
same difference.
There's
two cars. There's two cars in this area that have Toyota Highlanders.
I gotta tell you a secret. You are so much cuter than your dad.
Thank you.
Adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Say you're cute, too.
Yeah.
I was like, you told me never to lie.
Yeah, you told me never to lie.
No.
And how old is your oldest?
9 years old.
How old's your sister, Eleanor? That's okay. That's okay. Adorable kid. Adorable. If you gotta go, man, you can. We're just getting people coming in and out. If you gotta go, you gotta go. I understand. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
But it was good to see you, man. It was really good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Good talking to you.
Maybe I'll try to pop on later.
Yeah, man, that's fine. Yeah. We'll be in and out. I'm gonna be there Friday, so I'll see you this weekend.
All right, later.
That's so funny.
Tell him he's cute too.
Yeah. Nope. Nope.
You got rejected.
That's fine. That's fine. She is smart.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't even think about that kid in forever. Kyle Francis. I wonder what he's doing with himself.
I don't know. So what other surprise guests do you have for us tonight?
I don't know. We'll see who else pops on. I messaged a bunch of people. I was going to try to get Mark on, but I don't know where he's at. I think he's showering or something like that. Talking to people.
We'll just keep rolling, though. But, what was I going to say? Anyway, yeah, you know, the thing about – one thing was that, you know, we bonded over music originally, and then we bonded over baseball. And it was like, you know, when you find that you have more things in common with someone, you know, it just, you know, everything just goes up with the person, like, you know, that connection, that affinity for that, with that person. And it was just like, there were so many things that we had in common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was funny. One thing was that he hated the Yankees, by the way.
It's okay.
Yeah. He's like, I hate the Yankees. And I'm like, you know, I don't hate the Cubs. He goes, that doesn't change how I feel about the Yankees. I'm like, all right. And I always said, and this was my thing ever since I was young, right? I said, if the Yankees don't make it to the postseason, right? Then, and the Cubs do, I always root for the Cubs. Because I want to be one of those people that actually sees a Cubs World Series victory. So I'm one of those people that can say I saw that, because I did. So
right.
That was pretty awesome. And he was the first person I called. When the second the Cubs won the World Series, I called him. And he was lost for words. He's like, I'm just so happy right now. I don't know. I can't think of anything right now. I'm just so happy, you know. And, you know, of course, it was high emotion because his grandfather was a Cubs fan as well, you know, and his grandfather passed away before they won. So, you know, you have stuff like that going on, like, oh, man, you know. And his grandfather never saw the Cubs win a World Series.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? You think about it. The majority of Cubs fans in the existence of the team being existing, Most Cubs fans have never seen the Cubs win a World Series.
Yeah, and one of the most famous Cubs fans was Bill Murray. I remember seeing him throughout a bunch of it. It was pretty cool seeing him, you know, cheering for the Cubbies.
Don't forget the guy who had to move out of the state, the Cubs fan that had to leave Chicago.
I don't.
You remember the guy who grabbed the ball?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that was so bad.
I totally forgot about that guy.
Oh, man.
That's ridiculous.
So who are you reaching out to?
Oh, I text Mark. I text Danny Myers, your brother, Mike Reed next. See if he wants to come on and have a chat and see how everybody's doing, but, you know, no worries, man. Like, everybody's coming on to talk about Andy. There's no lack of love for Andy. And that's all that really matters. I can message Scott. You want to talk to Scott? Okay.
So we have another person coming on.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
What's up, dude?
What's that recording?
Huh?
Am I on a podcast or something?
Yeah, we've had people coming in and out. We had Borisan was on a few minutes ago. He's supposed to come back. We've just been talking about the Cubs and how awesome it was that your brother got to see the Cubs win the World Series.
Yeah, actually, people in Chicago put Cubs flags on gravestones of lifelong fans that never got to.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah, Joe was just telling me that there was a guy at the game that stole the ball from one of the Cubs players, and he was getting death threats and had to move out of the city.
Well, I don't know if he actually had to move out of the city, but he reached over and grabbed the ball, trying to catch a foul ball.
That was back in – I can't remember the year. I'm actually not the baseball guy.
No.
We know that.
It's just we're talking about – he had a conversation.
No, that did happen. And then in Family Guy, they made fun of it.
Uh-huh.
And Andy got super offended.
He got offended by an episode of Family Guy? What else is new?
I think we're over at Liz Quack's. I think it was the actual Family Guy movie or something. Or like the long episodes that they released after it ended or whatever.
Okay.
Or the first time or something like that. And it was literally like the whole scene. Like, he hits the ball, the guy reaches out and grabs it. And Andy's just like, I can't believe they went there. Stomps him. I think he walked home.
He left.
Yeah, he straight left. He was so mad.
That's freaking hilarious. And then Joe was telling me a story about how he was talking with Andy. And then I guess your grandfather never got a chance to see the Cubs win anything.
No.
You know, and how many Cubs fans actually, like you said, have just died and not been able to see a World Series or any positive.
Every over 100 years.
Yeah, so there's like four generations right there. Something like that. About four generations that didn't see it.
So we had Borisan came on, Mike Beauchamp came on. He might be coming back in a few. He's at a Maroon 5 concert right now.
Poor guy.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to get out of here. No, he's like, my wife brought me to a concert. I'm trying to leave. I need to go.
Not bad.
No. Well.
The school I teach at is in the – I can't remember what it's actually called off the top of my head. I used to remember, but I can't. The folks who actually make the – not make the Grammys, but give out the awards. And you can vote at my studio.
Really?
For, like, the actual Grammys. And because he's part of the – it's like a union or something like that. But because he's part of that, he can buy tickets to the Grammys. And I think it was – I can't remember what year it was. I want to say 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It was the year Chris Brown hit his girlfriend.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
That fucking idiot. Keep going.
And then the reason I remember that is because I went during a break, because I take breaks for commercials because it's live. I went to the bathroom. And while I was in the bathroom, a security guy ran up. He's like, hey, have you seen Chris Brown? And I was like, no.
Dude, that was like the best story. I remember you and Snoop Dogg on the red carpet talking about the lamps or the lights.
They're fake.
The fake icicles. That's what it was.
If you were in LA.
That's hilarious. That is friggin' great. We just wanted to get together and reminisce, just have different people come on and tell little Andy stories. Like I told Joe about the first time I remember meeting him was I was in your house and you had to grab something from the back computer room. And Andy was wrapped up in his blanket. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was still wearing his pajamas on that computer. And then your dad was on the other computer behind him, the one that's facing out to the street. Because you guys used to have them back to back.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There was the back door, and then right next to it was a desk. And then on the opposite side of the room by the bathroom was a desk. And your dad and your brother used to sit opposite each other.
Okay.
But your brother was just like passive aggressively dismissive. He was just like, "Hey, that's my brother Andy." And Andy was just like, "Hi." And then never looked away from the computer. Just
like, he probably reading.
He was doing something. I don't remember.
He used to read a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was trying to think of things to talk about with him when we came on. And then I found this entire group about, do people really like Primus, or is it just really garbage that people tolerate? Like, there's actual Reddit posts about how Primus isn't really music.
Okay. Wow. I feel like that's remarkably harsh.
No,
Keith says
I'm
that.
Not going to sit here and be like, I'm the greatest Primus fan, because that's nowhere close to true. But I certainly wouldn't put him down that time.
No, because just the two main, the two groups that in my eyes I remember Andy loving were Tool and Primus.
Right on. It kind of depends on which age you're talking to. For a while it was Pink Floyd.
He definitely had a tie-dye phase.
He won, then for a long time it was Fish. I mean, he followed around Fish for a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was that your sister had a lot to do with that, because I remember he would always tell me about going to festivals with your sister and her husband.
No.
It wasn't Fish, but I meant like just like seeing a lot of shows. I thought he did that a lot with your sister.
That was significantly more recent.
Oh, was it?
Than what I'm talking, yeah.
Oh, well, last time I talked to him, he was telling me about it, and I figured it had been within the last 10 years that I hadn't, you know, really hung out. So I didn't know it was more recent. I thought it was, he was just catching me up on everything that he'd been doing.
Right on. They went to a bunch of festivals. I usually didn't go because I tended to have shows or something. So it was kind of like, they're like, "You want to come?" I was like, "I got a gig."
Right on. How are things going at the house? How's your mom?
For the most part, okay.
I called her earlier today. I talked to her for like half hour, 45 minutes.
Luigi's brought two of their giant pizzas.
Oh, dude. They were the box pizzas with the paper on them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Joe, you should probably pause the recording real quick.
We had no clue. They just rang the doorbell. They're like, "Here's two pizzas."
So I've been messaging all sorts of people, and I'm sure people have been reaching out and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I found out that it's like Traeger's in Middletown from 1 to 3 on Saturday the 18th.
Right.
That's what your mom said. So I'm going to drive out. I know a bunch of other people are going to be there. Yep. Yeah, man. We wanted to have you on just to make sure you're doing all right. I know you're not okay, but just to make sure you're doing all right, man.
I'm doing all right. You know, I have my moments, but I can still laugh. I'll still be okay.
All right, man. Well, we'll be there on Saturday. And then your mom said she's going to do like a big celebration of life thing in October.
She didn't tell me a date for that or even a month for that matter. She just
I'm going to try to come back out for that.
That'd be great.
Just, you know, if you need anything, we're here for you, man.
Word.
Come here, bud. What are you doing?
I'm checking out on you.
Okay, you want to say hi to Mark?
I have to check.
You want to say hi to Mark? Come here. Come here.
Yeah.
You know, you got your ukulele?
Oh,
hold on, he can't hear you.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I hear it?
Where's mine?
Yeah. You can hear this.
Yep.
I played an ukulele.
Awesome.
Nice.
And look, Joe's got one too.
I go nicer. Hi, Joe.
I'll be up in a little bit, okay, bud?
Dad, I just have to tell you something.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll be up there in a couple minutes, okay, bud? I'll be up there in a couple minutes.
At least he's not calling me Ass Man anymore.
No, no. That's what he used to call Joe. Yeah.
What was he trying to say?
Ass Man.
He was trying to say Ass Man.
He was trying to say Ass Man.
Well, yeah, yeah, because I think I had said Joe is an asshole. And he had said that Joe is a real ass man. Well, he called him an ass man. It's not my fault.
Oh, it's funny. Andy, when he was really little and he was learning to talk, had a hard time saying TRs.
Okay.
And he would pronounce them as Fs. So my sister and I would be like, hey, Andy, what's that? And he'd be like, it's a fuck.
Did you do it when your parents were around?
Of course. My mom, I don't remember it. Because I'm only 2 years older than my brother. So it was
right.
A lot of, like, some of it you remember, some of it you don't. But no, my mom, that was a story my mom told me years ago.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
That's
actually,
yeah.
When my son says flag, it sounds like he's saying fuck. Because he's like, flag, flag. I'm like, what? Or he's just saying flag.
Well, you never know, like, it's you know, it's tricky to get those shapes in your mouth.
Right.
You know, you got to get used to making those shapes and, like, putting your tongue in specific places and the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm experienced. I don't even think about it anymore, but I'm sure it's probably complicated.
No one does. That's why, like, do you ever watch how a lot of drummers will count, like, 1-E-N-D-A, 2-E-N-D-A, 3-E-N-D-A?
Uh-huh.
Mouth moves back and forth. It's possible to go fast.
Really?
Well, after 16th notes, how do you count? How do you count, like, 32nd notes or something like that?
I actually just double them.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's exactly what I do.
It kind of depends on the tempo, because there's a speed limit, because it takes time to say one, E, and.
But it's funny because, like, you don't find that often in music. Other than, like, maybe like a drum fill or a guitar solo or something like that. You don't find those 32nd notes in there too much.
Oh, even in fills, you don't see them a lot. 32nd notes, if you play a double stroke open roll, they're based on 32nd notes. Well, they're based on 16th notes. You're playing 32nd notes.
Right. But it's just kind of funny. Anyway. it is. It's kind of funny because, like, well, I was doing a solo and someone wanted me to, like, chart it out for them because I have
special
music charts. And I was like, there's like 64th notes and I don't even know how to count. Like, there was this one thing. It was like once I figured it out, it was like a dotted 32nd note. I was like, what the?
Like, no, my mind is going a lot simpler, Joe. I was just thinking about the next time I see a truck, I'm going to say fuck. Just because I saw it.
Well, when Trent sees a truck, he goes, he loves trucks. So he's like,
So I'm just going to, that's going to be my Andy thing. Every time I see a truck, I'm going to be like, fuck. Hey, Fox, look, there's a fuck. Whatever. There's some of us that are good parents that never should have became parents. You know, I'm not the best influence. I'm just saying.
No, that's all right. At least you're teaching them English.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
That's in this school thing. Like, my daughter comes home with a B in English. I'm like, you speak English. How the fuck are you messing that up?
What did you do in Spanish?
My oldest daughter actually doesn't speak Spanish. She speaks Japanese. She speaks French and English.
Now, what's funny is you speak Spanish. Like,
I do.
You speak Spanish.
Right. And my middle daughter actually speaks English and Arabic.
Arabic. That's interesting.
And Fox is going to speak Russian.
He's going to. Yeah, so none of them are going to learn to have a common language other than English.
No. No.
Like that way they can't have secret conversations in front of
they
us.
They can do Spanish if they want to. Part of that GI Bill thing with the military, one of the benefits that any military personnel get is lifetime subscription to what's it called? Rosetta Stone.
There you go.
So if you want to learn Ruski, you just got to go to Rosetta Stone's website and you learn in the Ruski.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good tape job, man.
Oh, this is a rod I'm working on.
That's a good tape job. Like that, you can't even see any of the lines in it. That's pretty solid, dude.
You can if you get close, but I like
that. I think it's just the definition on the camera.
Why are both of you not just letting me give him a compliment? Shit. I'm like, that looks good. You're like, actually, it doesn't. And Joe's like,
I don't know. I'm just saying the definition isn't clear enough for you to really make that call.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to be nice. Shit, Joe. Why you got to be a dick, man? Fuck.
The underwrap is like, I'm having trouble aiming. Hold on. Let me flip this up.
1 in 5, buddy. 1 in 5.
Well, it's tricky to use the front camera like that.
No, it's a joke from Avengers.
That's the underwrap.
Oh, that's badass.
So like that's underneath every single guide.
Dude, that's badass.
Yeah, it turns out I'm pretty good at it. This is the fourth one I've built.
Are you selling them?
No. I mean, I've only been doing it for like two or three weeks. But what I've been doing is I've been going to like Collingswood Auction or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get a rod that's already got like the guides are busted out.
Mm-hmm.
Or like cracked on the epoxy or the threads are hanging or like things where I can reuse the guides is kind of the goal. So I don't have to, like, it gets expensive. Like, you can get just a blank for $700.
Really?
Like, just the rod, just the blank rod with nothing on it. Now, that's an extreme example, but.
Okay. But. Oh, man. All right, Joe, I got to call it a night. I just realized it's 10:30.
Yeah, this is probably going to be the longest episode, maybe. No, maybe not.
It's, like it's not 9:30, Fox. It's 10:30.
10:30.
You took the guitar pick?
There you go.
I was just here to play.
Okay, let me say goodbye to my friends, and then we'll go play, okay? What are you doing? No, they got to go. Joe's got to go to sleep because he's old. And Mark's got to finish his fishing pole.
If you say that one more time, I'm not going to flash one of them.
Well, look, see all the gray hairs and Joe's beard?
These are not gray. Look, it's not gray hair. I don't have any gray hair.
Uh-huh, whatever.
When you get gray hairs, you got to pull them out because they're contagious.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I've woken up a couple times and Paris has been like, oh shit, a white hair in your eyebrow. And then it's like, tink.
No, someone said that to me. They were like looking at my Facebook or whatever. And they're like, oh, you have gray hair. And then they see me in person. They're like, where's your gray hair? I'm like, no, I'm blonde. My hair just, it's just not an even color.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been fun getting to talk to some old friends and stuff like that. Mark, we will see you on Saturday. I told your mom I might come by on Friday if I get into town early enough. It's like a 11-hour drive or something like that.
Oh, wow. I forgot you were driving it. You did mention that.
Yeah. Yeah. My plane ticket's non-refundable. So
that stinks.
It's 7 hours.
What?
You said 7 hour drive?
11.
11. Okay.
You know, 12 minus one.
No, I just didn't hear if you said 7 or 11.
Okay.
I wasn't sure.
11.
11.
11.
Hours.
Yes. I am literally on the border of Kentucky and Indiana.
Yeehaw.
They call it a tri-state area, which is always pisses me off.
It's just, that just sounds weird.
Yeah.
They're tri-state area.
Yeah, yeah. You're
what about over in like Montana? They call that like the Wyoming.
That's near Colorado. That's 18 hours west of me. I don't know what they do over there.
Quad state area.
Oh my god, dude.
Just Colorado.
Yeah. All right, Mark. It was good to talk to you. I will see you in a couple days, man.
Cool.
If you need anything, you let me know. And I told your mom the same thing. You guys need anything, let me know.
You got it. Thanks.
Peace. All right.
Peace.